city schoolyard.
All right. Welcome once again to the National Intelligence Report, hosted by John Stadmiller, who normally is here, who's recuperating from a motorcycle get-off, which always seems to happen one way or the other when you associate yourself with the two-wheeled vehicles. You either, well, you just come to a conclusion. You're riding. It's not a matter of if, but when something's going to happen. Certainly it happened a lot more with me in the dirt. And I'm certainly glad John's okay, as I'm glad Clay Douglas is okay. And, it's a miracle that both these gentlemen are still with us. And I'm happy to fill in for John, appears to be, well, it's going to happen through this week anyway, as John's recuperating. And, on the second hour today, we're going to have Hans Molina, a former Czechoslovakian citizen who defected 15 years ago. A lot of you that hear me on the other network are familiar with Hans, but I want his message to be loud and clear to you of the things that we aren't being told. It's very, very important. I kind of got a late start tonight, or this afternoon, because I slept late watching the Tour de France. Shoot, at this point in time, watching Lance Armstrong all these years and watching him now is a joy to watch. Someone that dedicated himself to the bicycle and cancer survivor. It's most impressive watching him take on the world's best in the Tour de France. It's just most impressive, listeners. I'm sure a lot of you don't follow that, but the way our country is and the way the situation is around the world, I'm sure many people are wide awake as to the direction things have turned. And you have to realize that we live, once again, what I call the Hegelian dialectic. If you want to call in today, this hour, and if you called in yesterday, see if you can hold it off. Let's try and get room for others, and let's just see where we are with the listenership. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in. That's 800-313-9443, the call-in number. Keep in mind, once again, I have Hanzo Molina. His website is on my website, AmericanExpose.com, or our website. That's Darren and Dennis the Menace. AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, not a C, as a statement. AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, not a C. London is World Terror headquarters. Very interesting information. We'll be back to continue this broadcast and take your phone calls if you so desire. Otherwise, on with the news and prepare for the anticommunistanalyst.com in the second hour. Stay with me.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. This is Chris Gerner filling in for John today and the rest of this week, apparently. Oh, boy. It's just quite amazing to see this Tour de France go on. The beautiful countryside in France. And then you have the implementation of the environmental movement, Agenda 21. The UN system is going on all over the world. Agenda 21 is in every country of the world. Just beautiful country in France and a little bit of Germany. Connecting these dots is quite interesting when they're traveling over 100 miles a day. Over a three-week period, I believe, I think they cover about 2,100 miles over a three-week period, so not quite 100 miles a day, but they're in the Alps now. It's just fascinating to watch them climb, these bicyclists, these professional bicyclists. It's just impressive. I'm just amazed. Every year I watch the Tour de France, and this year was no different. And so the alarm was set a little late, and I made it in here, and here I am. And keep in mind, we're amidst the Hegelian dialectic, and Henry McCow, dated July 8th. Oh, my goodness. He says getting pulverized is the price populations of the West will periodically pay for their incessant acceptance of the central bankers' phony war on terror. This price could escalate from isolated bombings to biological attacks and plagues to possible nuclear war. The war on terror is an all-purpose gimmick used to advance the world police state. In other words, what are we talking about? World government? And justify endless war. So the London bombings Thursday will advance calls for a security union of the U.S. and Europe. Random terror is always designed to influence popular opinion. Right on schedule, the banker-owned mass media is conjuring up parallels with the guts and glory World War II London Blitz. And the comparisons with that phony banker-inspired war against the nation-state and humanity are more apt than they know. Churchill had to goad Hitler into bombing London by first bombing Berlin many times. And he encourages everyone to look at David Irving's work, Churchill's War, dated 1992. Henry goes on to state that genuine terror is never random. It is directed, as in the Israeli policy of targeted assassination, according to Henry. If the London bombings were genuinely Muslim in origin, they would have been bombed Chatham House, the home of the RIIA, that's the World Institute of International Affairs, the Bank of England, or MI6, the globalist behind the charade. See, I agree with what he's saying. Genuine terror is never random. It is directed, as according to Henry and his Israeli policy of targeted assassination. If the London bombings were genuinely Muslim in origin, they would have been bombed, or they would have bombed Chatham House, the Bank of England, or MI6, the globalist behind the charade. Now, Hansa might have a different perspective about this. Others might have a different perspective about this. China is very, very involved in the war on terror, according to certain individuals. And I have his book behind me. Forgot his name, although I receive his emails quite often. This goes on. Henry Macau goes on. Headquarters of the Islamic terrorism is the city of London, where the Anglo-American establishment sponsored the Radical Muslim Brotherhood. In a comprehensive online report, the perceptive Hawaii-based researcher Peter Goodgame concludes, quote, Osama bin Laden is not, nor has he ever been, the leader of the international Islamic movement, which is directed by the International Muslim Brotherhood, end quote. He continues, quote, Osama bin Laden has been used effectively as a figurehead for the Brotherhood's militant branch to take responsibility for its atrocities, but he is not the mastermind. By the same token, the Muslim Brotherhood is a tool by the British-based globalist whose main objective is to overthrow the established world order and create a new one-world system of global governance, end quote. Now, keep in mind, when I have Hansa on next hour, he may have a completely different perspective of this. Things to keep in mind. And, you know, the quote-unquote collapse of the Soviet Union, you know, it needs to be addressed very seriously by all of us. Anatoly Galitsyn's book, New Lies for Old. Anatoly Galitsyn's book, Perestroika Deception. Very, very important works that we all need to concentrate on, if at all possible, to get the books anymore. I'm sure one can. But speaking of that, getting to Perestroika Deception, it's just amazing the information that is available there. And he talks about, he says, and I'm just jumping into a page 46 of the Perestroika Deception. Arbatov was lying when he said that the USSR had ceased to be an enemy of the United States. The USSR is becoming more formidable, more sophisticated, more dangerous, because the new design for communist world victory is more realistic than the old. The new design can be described most succinctly as cooperation blackmail. Convergence will be accomplished by bloodbath and political re-education camps in Western Europe and the United States. The Soviet strategists are counting on an economic depression in the United States and intend to introduce their reformed model of socialism with a human face as an alternative to the American system during the Depression. All these points must be publicly revealed. Quite amazing to think about this, because where is our economy at this point? We're a debtor nation. We're wrapped up into debt. Most families are totally wrapped up into debt by design. Most people don't know how to control their spending today. They'll go out and buy that new SUV and pickup truck that costs $35,000, $40,000 and make payments month after month after month with interest rates on them. And they have their mortgage and house payments. They have to pay for their children's education. And that is the enticement to get into the military today. 4 years of college, if you make it out alive out of the military. So it's very, very amazing when you connect all these dots to where we are today. I'm sorry that I always have to be the bearer of diluted information and distressing information. The communist conspiracy never went away. It just, for our consumption, communism died. We have a communism with a happy face in America called communitarianism. There's much about that at the Anti-Communitarian League. I'm sorry that we're in this mess. Always have been. All my life I've been upset. I was raised on John Wayne movies as I was a young man. I think a lot of people that were in Vietnam, walking through the jungles of Vietnam, thought they were John Wayne during the Vietnam War. And the Korean War, another United Nations setup. See, this is what irks me when people talk about the United Nations being inconsequential. The Korean War was a United Nations police action. We should have gone into China, communist China. We should have taken communist China, given it back to free China in Formosa. Otherwise, we wouldn't be stuck with this mess today, buying products made by communist China on our shelves all over where we go. It's a disastrous time for our country. People don't realize it. You have Costco ports on the east and west coast. You have Costco ports in the Gulf of Mexico. You have the Panama Canal being controlled by Hutchison Whampoa, an arm of the Chinese military, communist Chinese military. You have slave labor products made in communist China coming back to America. In the meantime, our business and industry is going below the border and overseas. Secret containers coming into this country, 98% uninspected, according to customs. What's coming into this country? Could there be an entire Chinese military in this country in plain clothes that don't have their uniforms on? Could there be military equipment prepositioned in America that's been sent over here years ago with gas stabilizer to stabilize the gasoline and the engine so they won't be polluted and plugged when it comes time to start them? Could there be UN tanks in America, white with UN on them, which I haven't seen, and I don't know whether anybody's seen of those of late? I've heard people talk about this. We are ripe for invasion. Our military is in 135 countries in the world. We are being maneuvered and manipulated into the UN system by the State Department and the Pentagon. We have these Pearl Harbors that happen on a regular basis. We're being maneuvered to accept a global government. It's all a setup scenario, listeners. If you want to call in today, once again, just do it this hour. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Otherwise, on with the information upon my return. Chris Kerner filling in for John Stadmiller today, and apparently the rest of this week. And once again, welcome back to the broadcast, the National Intelligence Report, hosted by John Stadmiller, who's recuperating from a get-off on a motorbike. And we're certainly glad he's recovering quite comfortably, I'm certain. London is the World Terror Headquarters by Henry McCow. Well, let's hear more. Good game, cites former British intelligence officer Dr. John Coleman. A lot of you are familiar with Dr. John Coleman, who says the Muslim Brotherhood is a secret Freemason order set up by the great names of British Middle East intelligence. T.E. Lawrence, remember T.E. Lawrence? Lawrence of Arabia, Bertrand Russell, and St. John Philby. To, quote, keep the Middle East backward so its natural resource, oil, could continue to be looted, end quote. The Muslim Brotherhood has been used to check nationalist movements led by such figures as Nasser, Bhutto, and the Shah of Iran, who tried to develop their countries without the British. Quote, according to Good Game, radical Islam would have remained the illegitimate, repressive minority movement that it has always been, and the Middle East would have remained stable and prosperous. Well, end quote. The Muslim Brotherhood is now a powerful faction in the global oligarchy. Good Game cites Robert Dreyfus, author of Hostage to Khomeini, written in 1980. Quote, the real Muslim Brothers are the secretive bankers and financiers who stand behind the curtain. The members of the old Arab, Turkish, or Persian families whose genealogy places them in the oligarchic elite, with smooth business and intelligence associations to the European and black nobility and especially to the British oligarchy. And the Muslim Brotherhood is money. Together, the Brotherhood probably controls several tens of billions of dollars in immediate liquid assets and controls billions more in everything from oil trade and banking to drug running, illegal arms merchandising, and gold and diamond smuggling. By allying with Muslim Brotherhood, the Anglo-Americans are not merely buying into a terrorist-for-hire racket. They are partners in a powerful and worldwide financial empire, end quote. So by facilitating a bogus war between Islamic fundamentalism and the West, the globalists are able to attack their real enemy, humanity. Pulling the strings, they will ensure that both Western and Muslim states are degraded and finally completely subjugated to the odious rule. And so what do we have? The fact that war is a racket. War is a racket, has been for years. The globalists have long been used and using wars to subvert, demoralize, and destroy Western civilization. They backed the Nazis and the Soviets in World War II. They created the Punch and Judy show. There was the Cold War. They tied U.S. hands while backing Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam. So Henry McGill asks, who are they? Also called the Illuminati. They represent a recruiterance of the alliance of Rothschild finance and European aristocracy, secretly coordinated by a satanic dogma hidden in Freemasonry. They plan a new feudalism that will impoverish the middle classes, depopulate and enslave the masses, and leave only the rich served by a technocracy. The world increasingly will resemble a repressive third world country governed by the IMF, UN, and World Bank. And once again, keep in mind the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, the World Bank, the African Bank, the Asian Development Bank, and the African Development Bank, that's what it's called, our Secretary of the Treasury, is the U.S. governor of all of those that apparently, according to Henry McCow, will have this third world country called the United States, governed by the IMF, UN, and World Bank right now, listeners. And where does it go back? How does it connect the dots? Well, Darren and I were talking. Darren, one of the websites, or my webmaster, he's got his own website, DarrenWeeks.net. Really, world government started with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. What happened in 1914? The beginning of World War II. The League of Nations. World War I, I'm sorry. The League of Nations. Then you have World War II, the United Nations. And here's where we are today. This is why I've been stressing for so long the United Nations system. And that's with the fact is that we are the United Nations system run by the State Department. And that is a sad commentary to have at this point in time. But we need to do the documenting that we do. Darren and Dennis, you can see it all on the website, AmericanExpose.com. And there's much more to document. Continue with the broadcast. Continue with Henry McCow. And more. Don't forget Hansa Molina, the anti-communist analyst.com, in the second hour. Stay with me.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And once again, welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Chris Gerner, filling in for John Stadmiller this week. Coming on with a new broadcast here, apparently. Looking forward to that. And getting to more numbers of people. Everywhere I can go to spread my information, my thoughts, my desires for a restoration of our constitutional republic, I'll do it. And certainly we have callers. We're going to have Hans Molina in the second hour. Hansa Molina of the anti-communist analyst.com. Let's take Mike in Nevada. That phone call once again, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And hello to Mike in Nevada.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Nice to hear you on Republic. I'm a longtime listener of American Exposé over on the other channel that you are on.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations on the upcoming, time slot for your own program. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. I don't really have a question, just kind of a suggestion, because I know that you've got a lot of really great information about the UN Agenda 21 and also the Zionists. And I would just like to throw out there a recommendation, kind of a request, that you get Jackie Petru on to do some interviews with you, because I think you guys really sound great together and have some really important material to share.
And we haven't done that in quite a while, have we?
Exactly, yes.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, and I think that it could be a nice little boost to Jackie, who definitely needs our support.
Absolutely.
So that's it. Thanks very much, Chris. Glad to hear you on Republic.
I appreciate you, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye now. Absolutely. Jackie Petru and sweetliberty.org. We connect with Darren Weeks, who does the website for Jackie and me. He just kind of volunteered to do my website, and he has his own website, DarrenWeeks.net, but certainly it started with Jackie Petru and her website, sweetliberty.org. The number, once again, 800-313-9443. Joni in Florida, welcome to the broadcast, Joni.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Long time no talk.
Yeah, really.
Oh, this is great. You said you're going to have a show of your own now again.
Yeah, I'm not certain that what time it's going to be or how it's going to be engineered, but certainly John and I are talking about it. And,
great.
I'm getting ISDN hook up here, so it's going to be a done deal.
Well, you know, in trying to stay away from getting in indebtedness,
yes,
put my car up at the 93 Arrow Star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been just fouling up when I'm driving, and I figured it needed a tune-up.
Did you change your oil?
Oh, yeah, I do that, like, religiously.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. When I bought this car, I bought it for $3,500, and I can't remember how many years ago it was, about 5 or 6.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's got age on it, but then I put an air conditioner in it. You know, I had to redo that. And I had to put a rear in it. I had to do that. So I pretty much know what I've got and what I've got in it.
Right.
Put a water pump in it 3 years ago. Put a new radiator in when I had the air conditioning fixed.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and I had to replace the motor about 8 months after I got it. So I know what I've got.
That's a rather expensive vehicle, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I didn't have car payments. You know, I bought it and paid for it.
Yes.
And then fixed it as it came along, you know, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know what I've got in it. But anyhow, I've been having some leakage of some water, and I figured, well, it shouldn't be the water pump because, you know, I just put that in 3 years ago. It should last longer than that.
Certainly.
And so I took it up, and the power steering fluid, I keep losing some of that every oil change. I have to add some to it. So I just got the telephone call at 4:30 this afternoon.
I'm sorry?
I said, I cleared my throat, like after I heard what it needs. Okay, so we need a power steering pump, that's $200, roughly.
Uh-huh.
New radiator, that's, if I'm saying that correctly, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Radiator, whatever.
Whatever, we get the picture.
Yeah, $200.
Uh-huh.
And a tune-up. And I just couldn't believe what he said. What do you think a tune-up goes for? On a 3.0 engine.
Oh, shoot. The way they do things today, a couple hundred dollars.
Try 400.
Yeah.
$400.
They have lots of regulations that they have to fulfill in their businesses.
Well, not only that, but he said it's the way they build them. It's the labor, the time element in working on them.
That's correct. Yeah.
You know, it's not like the old days, you know, to make it easy. Good old Ford, right?
Well, Ford or Chevy or GM, anything, the way they're built today, it's...
So when you count it up, it's $400, $200, $200. We're talking $800.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my. But do I want to get into a new vehicle? No, I don't want to go into debt for that. Do I want to buy a, you know, used one?
Well...
Then I don't know what I got.
First of all, replace what needs to be replaced. Is it running poorly?
Right now it was missing. Yeah.
Uh huh.
And yet the computer didn't show any big danger signals, so I'm pretty sure it's just the tune-up. You know.
Uh huh.
I asked about the compression on the engine and all that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust my mechanic that he's, you know.
Right.
I've dealt with him for almost 2 years now, but. My daughter had a Ford Explorer, and it was just 3 years old, the end of July, the beginning of August, and the timing belt in the engine went. And she had 15,000 on it, and Ford offered her 10. You know, so why would I want to do that? Why would I, you know, but this is, you know, you really have to work hard to keep yourself out of debt.
Oh, boy.
And try to maintain and take care of what you got.
Right.
And yet use your head somehow in all that mix.
But absolutely.
I figure if the body's good and the interior is good, then I guess just keep taking care of it.
Well,
I don't think we're coming into a time that I want to be strapped with $285 a month.
Or more.
Payments, or more.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Car payments and interest rates and...
Oh, yeah. The whole thing.
Well, once you've repaired what you've repaired, providing it's repaired properly,
mm-hmm.
will last a certain amount of time, and it should last quite
right.
a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we're living in such a crazy world, and...
Well, who would have thought a new vehicle would cost $30,000?
Oh, I know.
A new run-of-the-mill vehicle, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get them for less, but... most people want what they want, and it's about $30,000 and over $30,000.
Yeah.
$50,000, the Hummer, and that's the big status symbol today, the Hummer, and sure they come up with the Hummer 2, and now they have the H3, which is a reduced size of the GM Hummer, and very, very expensive vehicles, a sport utility vehicle, very, very expensive.
Yeah,
and the gasoline is very expensive as well, and going to rise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. This is pretty good on the gas, you know.
You bet.
3.0. But then the TV went out last week, too.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And it was amazing. We were walking around Sam's Club and Best Buy, and I just can't believe people are going out and buying these great big silver flat screen things, and they go like $900, $1,200. $2,000, $3,000, all the way up to $5,000.
Joni, I've got other callers. Can you get to the bottom line of your thought pattern?
Well, that's just the bottom line. I think every there's a lot of people out here that are doing it, doing the thousands of dollars TVs, new cars.
Buy now, pay later.
Yeah, and where are they going to be when these if CAFTA goes through and more jobs go and the bubble of the real estate? When they start losing these homes, where are they going to go, John? I mean, are they going to put them out on the farm? Or oh, we don't have any farms left. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going to happen. I certainly know that the sheer numbers of people waking up on the outside and inside can make a difference. And
yeah. Well, it doesn't look very sustainable to me, and we're back to Agenda 21.
Well, just keep comfortable in your air-conditioned house because air conditioning is unsustainable.
Yeah.
You may not have that in the future. The way they're taking out dams, dam removal, hydroelectric dams being taken out of production, requiring us to build wind farms that are going to kill birds.
Mm-hmm.
And you think this environmental movement is concerned about endangered species? You've got to be joking.
Yeah, and what did I hear about ocean out on the West Coast? They're putting in something generating electricity from the ocean winds or ocean or...
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But anyhow, John, we'll be...
John.
We'll be looking forward to... hopefully you work something out and we'll have you...
I'm sure we will.
...visit with more often.
Thank you, Johnny.
And fill us all up on that Agenda 21 and sustainable development because people are so busy with what they're doing... on the international and all the blah, 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 the Supreme Court and everything.
Yeah.
They're not even looking to what's happening in their locality.
Well, your help and other people's help will make a difference. Your Take Back Florida.
Yeah.
And certainly that will make a difference as you gain other people to get involved, which is very difficult. But
it's difficult. It's, you can talk to them and they agree. But then when you try to assign them a little something to do,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to get people to be diligent and take an active part of being a part of an organization.
I understand.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I'm going to let you get some room for some more people that want to visit with you.
Thank you.
Glad to hear you.
Nice to hear you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. John in Minnesota. My goodness.
Hello, Chris.
How are you doing?
Oh, just famously well.
Well, good to hear you.
I'm not working today because yesterday I had a concrete block kicked from its... 0.5 feet in the air above my toe, right smack down on top of my toe.
Ouch.
Yeah, it split like a grape being stepped on.
Wow.
So, and not ambulatory to a certain extent today.
Well, John, I'm realizing as you get older, you heal up much slower.
Well, I'll tell you, though, I have learned... You know, you talk about your internet site and the RBN Live site. These are sources of documentation, sources of information. And I'll tell you, I have no idea, Chris, how many hundreds of people I have sent to your site.
Oh, wonderful.
Because it is a well source. If you don't have the document there, you can sure tell them where to go find the document because you've got all those various links to other sources of information.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the key to everything. Knowledge is power, to borrow a phrase from the Power Hour, but it is. If you know what's going down, then you know their modus operandi, and you can figure out a way to put some gravel in their gears.
Well, Well, you have a rather large family. Are they somewhat on the understanding spectrum of what's going on?
Yeah. I don't think there's any of them that's oblivious to the mess.
Uh-huh.
Their involvement's at various degrees, but I can't think of a one that's oblivious.
Wonderful. But you have, last count, 21 grandchildren?
Well, we're up to 15 great-grandchildren now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we have 25 grandchildren.
Oh, jeez.
And 15 great-grandchildren.
What a family. I'm so jealous.
Well, we work as a family unit, Chris.
Yes.
You know, it's laid out in the Word. God's love for the family is very apparent. And being a part of his family is such a blessing. And it's hard to describe to people unless they are there.
Oh, by all means.
It's amazing. Anyhow, by the way, on that smashed toe, I put that on ice immediately.
You bet.
And then when I got home later, I had to finish up a job in spite of the thing. And anyhow, when I got home, I put it on a North Pole magnetic field and an ice pack on it and slept that way through the night. And I got up the next morning, and yeah, it's still there, all right. But it doesn't scream at me anymore. It just reminds me now and then.
Well, isn't that nice? I have a magnetic knee brace on right now.
Yes, and they work, don't they, Chris?
Well,
they're not a panacea, but they help.
Let me tell you, this thing isn't working like it did 10 years ago. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. I understand that.
I had a tumble down a hill. We were running the phone line from the house to the shop, and I had the satellite cord, the coaxial cable, on the ground, and I stepped back, and one foot was on the cord, and the heel of the other foot walked into the cord, and I just fell backwards and really did a number to my good knee, and it's taken quite a long time for this to come back, and
yeah.
So I'm in a captive position here to do talk radio, so it's just right up my alley to do this.
One way or the other, we're put out of business, so we're in the proper business, I guess.
I hope so.
But anyhow, I can't recommend to people more adamantly that do take advantage of these sites and do help support them. And, you know, we have quite a high level of missions work that we do, but in spite of that, we'll have to kick loose some more funds, because I was just to your site again, and you guys are doing a nice job there.
Well, thank you so much, John, and thank you for promoting it like you are, because
I promote that which is good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I like people to know. And by the way, your health sources there are very valuable too, if you go to those links. So,
yeah,
I tell people it's a warehouse, Chris.
Yes.
Remember, the first thing you have to learn about a warehouse is find the locators. The various sources, indexes, and so on and so forth.
I'm so proud to say that I don't have much to do with the website. Ellen put the other links together, and Darren and Dennis the Menace are there now.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm just so happy to say I've got people that I've been able to work with to put it all together.
Well, it's wonderful. I see the Lord's provision in so many things, and even John's time down. It's time for John to put his feet up for a while and just, you know.
Well, it's kind of worked out, certainly Tim in Texas, as you know him.
Oh, certainly.
You know, he brought us back together, and his lack of communication that makes things happen the way they do.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. And even in the case of Ron Paul's not signing on to that disagreement with the chastisement of the court. And I learned via Tim that, lo and behold, the reason was is because it didn't carry any weight. It was just fluff and duff. It was sales pitch for the people to get on board with them. They could get on board with Ron Paul and put an end to this oligarchy.
There you go.
Catch you later, and thanks so much.
Thank you, my friend John. Bye-bye. And we'll be back with Jimmy in Texas and then on to Hans and Molina. Okay, about to wrap up the first hour. London is World Terror Headquarters by Henry Macau. It's on the website, another edition by Dennis the Menace. Certainly needs your attention. Read up on that as we're going to have Hans and Molina in the second hour. The Anti-Communist Analyst.com is his website, a partner website to my website, AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K. Jimmy in Texas is with us. Jimmy, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Thanks for putting your website out there. I guess now I can find out what your email was. I was going to ask you because I had a point of contention on the windmills you talked about for generating electricity.
Yes.
I understand that there have been birds that have been killed in the past, and that one of the first wind farms was built in the flight path of migratory birds.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that the wind farms actually kill birds maybe the way you might have been led to believe that they do, or maybe just how it came across.
That could very well be. However, creating wind farms is going to take a lot more land, isn't it?
Oh, sure, but at the same time, they don't. If you build a wind farm, the land isn't destroyed.
No.
A lot of use left on the land.
Time out. Usually that land is taken as a public-private partnership to where we can never use it as private property. And this is the direction that's been going on for years in America. Certainly most of the western United States is owned by the federal government.
Right.
And so we see these directions coming into place. And the nuclear power plants have been vilified for years. But yet we have nuclear submarines. We even have a nuclear spaceship, according to Popular Mechanics, that had an article about that. Nuclear power can be harnessed and used to proper directions, as we become more and more dependent on other sources of energy. Is it going to be as effective as what the nuclear power plants have been in the past? And what are we doing but building nuclear power plants in other countries, like North Korea, for that matter?
Well, you're right. You're right. And I don't have a problem with nuclear power, per se. I'm not against nuclear generation or anything like that. But I do think the wind generation is a good idea. I'd hate to hear it nixed, especially since, if wind's abundant, we're not going to run out of wind. And if we do, we've got bigger problems than what our energy source is going to be, I think, if the wind stops blowing. And it seems to be a multiple use, or at least the land is available for multiple use. I mean, it can still be ranched and farmed. These things are gigantic. The bases of them are relatively small compared to how big the things are when they're up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I hate to hear wind energy get knocked. Not like I don't own a wind farm or anything like that, but it's a clean, good way to produce power. We've actually been using wind energy since God knows whenever the first windmills were created to pump water.
I don't think it's a great idea,
and I think you're probably right on the public lands maybe being taken, but man, there's a huge market out there for private. I mean, for people to take their private land and do things like this, there's a lot of money to be made.
There are incentives for that purpose, that's for sure.
Blake, let's check out the website. Thanks a lot. It's good to hear you filling in for Statmiller.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Sure. Have a good day.
Appreciate your call. Okay, the second hour is about to begin of the National Intelligence Report. We will be bringing up Hans and Molina, the anticommunistanalyst.com. God willing, stay with us. You want to hear everything he has to say. America fast.